One.
Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione for comedian Bobby Ha Ha. Comedian Ben Rosenfeld, we're here for another week.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike's last week here at the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
Big announcement. My
Someone
last
put in their
week.
2 weeks notice.
Yeah. I put in my 2 weeks notice.
Give it up for Mike, but giving us a good year and a half here at the podcast. He did a good job, but now he's got some big projects coming up. So he's moving on.
Moving on to work on other projects.
And hopefully he'll be very successful, and he'll send for me and Ben. That's what he said he's going to do.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure without me holding the podcast back,
you probably can get your job as your valet, like carrying your bags and shit.
to quote episode 27, when he's famous, he won't answer our calls.
No.
He told me I'd carry his bags for him and everything. You can do like his electronic work at home. Like if his computer gets a little jammed.
I would need Ben for the white collar and Bobby for the blue collar.
Right.
So
Bobby's the black and blue collar.
Well, sorry, I'm good to have around.
Yeah, he's good to have
he's
around.
He's the muscle.
So,
he's the muscle.
I want you guys to talk about the future of the podcast. Like, what's going to happen?
Well, next week we got Aldo Marshallane coming in.
Okay.
Aldo's
a stand-up guy.
He's a very good guy. We're going to have him coming in as a guest. I got a few other people been asking to come, but I don't know if Bruce Springsteen, we want him here, but let's see.
We can do better than that.
Yeah, we can really help him even, man.
All right, so we got that big announcement, and the podcast is obviously going to change, but...
I was going to actually have our friends decide on if it should continue or not, but Bobby wants to do it, so I'll do it. Because you don't say no to Bobby.
You don't say no to Bobby.
He was telling us some stories before.
Just terrifying. Just the most terrifying stories you've ever heard.
Terrifying.
Aren't they?
That makes it more terrifying.
If I tell you the real terrifying stories...
Is there any stories you want to share that you can share?
You can't really share some of these stories.
No, I don't think you can.
No, yes, I can. Like, that was I can, because the statute of limitations is up a long time ago. But I can tell you, like...
Does murder have a statute of limitations?
No.
But I've done some crimes against humanity, my friend.
I played Cards Against Humanity the Saturday at a birthday party.
Not the humanity I'm talking about. I take away from the humanity.
Well, Ben and me are nonviolent guys.
So am I. I abhor violence. I abhor it. I'm a guy, I really do not like it because I've been in the thick of it.
What don't you like about it?
Well, it's just bad. It's miserable. It's just disgusting. It's nothing to celebrate when people's lives are like, you know. This last week was my worst week.
Why? What happened?
The anniversary of my son's death.
Oh, shit.
My son was shot in the head.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, that's why I don't like violence.
Right.
But I will put my foot on Ben's ass.
Well, that's
doesn't really constitute violence.
It depends how Ben thinks about it.
I would interpret it as a violent act. Some of your
unless you're into
gentlemen
it.
Friends might interpret that as a turn-on.
No, we're the fisting. I showed a fisting game this weekend.
Now, you were saying that you had a very crazy weekend with your sexual...
it was like mixed family and sexual stuff. Like, I go take the kids to the tree at the... what do you call it? The plaza?
Right.
And then you stick your tree in some gentleman's...
No, you see, you're talking disgusting now. This podcast is getting out of hand here. I think I'm going to have to get into a podcast guy because I like a nice, clean show.
But let me ask you this. Isn't it... When... Do you just order Chinese food?
No,
and then whoever delivers it...
The kid I banged yesterday was Mexican. The day before that was a Jewish kid.
Wow. And during Hanukkah...
My people, Bobby!
And he was good looking, Jill, though.
During Hanukkah.
Way better looking than you, pal.
Why you gotta mess with my people, Bobby?
No, he was good this one.
Haven't we been oppressed enough?
Listen, let me tell you, he's like Moses, man. He parted the Red Sea for me.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but it sounds...
Sounds dirty.
It sounds
the
dirty.
The cheeks opened, and Bobby Ha came through with his voice. Until the cheeks falls back up again.
But isn't against...
Oh, it was a gaping joke.
But isn't that against during Hanukkah? They're not allowed to do that.
No, that's Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
Or Yom Kippur.
Yeah, Hanukkah, you get eight gifts. You get eight gifts. So I guess...
Yeah, one of the gifts is Bobby Ha's dreidel.
All right, so that's...
Dreidel. I made it out of Bobby Ha's dick. Oh, yeah.
So that's your weekend. Right?
No, it's not my hobby. You did something right. this weekend?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I cut you off.
I was also hanging out with a friend of mine who does pornos. And he's making a porn movie while I'm standing there talking to him. He's doing the porn. They're filming it. As he's talking, giving a conversation with me.
Straight or gay porn?
Gay porn.
I think that was obvious.
I didn't think it was obvious.
No, but I wasn't in it.
He has a lot of, you know, his tentacles are in a lot of different things. So it could have been straight, but it was gay.
No.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I didn't mean to have a judgment.
I don't like the straight porn. I think it degrades women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nasty the way you guys look at the women as objects and just want to see the tits and asses.
I don't look at it. I look at it as somebody who needs a pizza. And then, like, it's just things take off from there. You know, sometimes people need a pizza.
What do you mean by pizza? What kind of metaphor is that for?
It's not. It's somebody's actually delivering a pizza.
No, it doesn't seem like that.
Mike watches cheesy porn.
Oh, come on.
It's what he's saying.
I think this podcast can do better than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got to get rid of Ben.
You're not getting rid of Ben.
I'm fine with the podcast ending, too.
Okay, so we'll end it. How about this is the last podcast?
No, come on.
Fuck Ben. I'm going to give you a new podcaster. Danny LaBelle. He's the biggest podcaster out there now.
Yeah. Well, he's in L.A., isn't he? Doing his L.A. thing.
But he'd be a good New York note.
Well, I mean, he's not here.
He's in the top 10 of all time. Yeah.
Stop trying to push Ben out with another Jewish person. They're not interchangeable. They're people, bro. Okay? Stop.
How about the Jewish kid I banged the other day? We could probably replace Ben with him.
That kid looks bet he's not as smart as Ben is.
If he is.
No. There's no way, bro.
Did you get your message, Ben? No, did you?
No.
Okay, he got his message. But he's an artist. He went to the Pratt Institute, which is a good art school.
Ben's whole family's artists.
Yeah, he was the artist formerly known as Ben.
That was a nice wordplay. What was the rest of your weekend like?
The rest of my weekend was, how would you describe a weekend of...
This is the most thoughtful I've ever seen you, Bobby.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby.
You're living like a rock star.
So it's a standard weekend.
I've been living like a rock star for a lot of years. Bobby, let me tell you one thing about Bobby Hart, pal.
Oh, here we go, third person. Am I allowed to quit, too?
Because Bobby Hart enjoys his life.
I get that.
And I'm glad I get to play Bobby Howard, the character. I'm Robert Hanley, my real name. I'm an actor. And I'm a method actor, of course. And I've been playing the part of Bobby Howard for many years now. And he's very intriguing. He's very, he doesn't even have one dimension. He's like a half a dimension.
I thought it was more dimensions.
Demented?
No, he has like a half a dimension. He's like just a retard about looking for some ass and shit. That's what he does.
All right, fair
he's
enough.
He's three demented. Come on, Bobby.
No, he's not even in.
That's fair enough.
He was a Dr. Demento's cousin at one time.
I like Ben.
You remember Dr. Demento?
Nah, I'm too young for that.
I don't know.
You guys don't know Dr. Really, Demento, the music guy?
I'm
wow.
Really. Dr. Dre, I know Dr. Dre.
He's the richest rapper ever.
Who, Dr. Demento?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, because of those Beats headphones. Actually, they said that 50 Cent made more money off the vitamin water deal than he did his entire rap career. Listen.
Oh, no, yeah, but they all did. But the 50 Cent made like $150 million off of that. This guy made $800 million.
Well, yeah, he doesn't make more. He didn't make more than Dr. Dre. I'm saying he made more off the vitamin water deal than he did his own rap career.
He made almost $200 million off the vitamin water. That's a nice score. A lot of these rappers are smart making money. Like, there's one guy I never even heard of a song he ever
Well, it all comes from corporations.
Which is why we're...
Master P. What about the guy Master P?
Master P's worth like
a billion.
Oh, close to a billion.
Close to it. No. Dr. Dre is a little bit more. He has 800 something.
Well, just recently he's more, but Master P's been rich for a long time.
Yeah, and he started with just selling like CDs out of his car.
That's what I do. I'm sorry. Sell my own CDs out of my car. Muscle Confusion. Yeah. That's my
Get
last
it
time
on I'm iTunes get for it on Christmas.
It's the last time I'm going to plug it.
Oh, we'll plug it for you once you're gone. You'll be one of the name drops Bobby has to use once you're not on the show.
No. I'm going to...
Who might even drop his name for? Who the fuck is he?
Oh, come on, man. That's hurtful.
If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't even meet anybody on the show.
Hey, you know what? I want to come back. I'll come back as a guest, but just not every week.
Yeah?
Well, in between your TJ Del Rinos and your Aldos, maybe you have some room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to check with the schedule.
I think I'm going to have to start pulling the big characters in here. And it would put you up, and then I'm going to get rid of Ben, too.
He's threatening to get rid of Ben.
My apartment if you get rid of me.
There is no getting rid of Ben.
Ben, I think I have a nicer place than you do. And I even have
you
a
can
sound
room. You can have the podcast if you
want. I have a sound room. I got a sauna and everything.
You can have a Chinese boy, and then he can do the technological, and he could be your co-host. You could call it Asian Fusion.
No.
It's a good one.
I think that would be funny.
No, I don't think that. I think it's a racist thing.
It's not a racist thing, bro. All of a sudden, you're the PC police?
It's disgusting.
That's why I'm leaving this podcast.
Racial jokes, you fucking animals. You guinea bastards.
Ben, how was your weekend?
Guineas and Jews, I'm working with. They tell me you're the racist.
Ben, your weekend.
It was all right. Show's Friday.
Show's Friday. Will be your show, Ben.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm asking, where was the show?
What are you doing, man?
Had to be up early Saturday for a friend's family member's memorial service.
Oh, that's right.
Then more shows, and then a friend's birthday party
Saturday. Did you do a show at the memorial service?
No.
Or was all your shows a memorial service? Hi-yo!
That was a good slam.
And into any time at the memorial service.
I was like LeBron on that one.
Yeah. But it was comedy and funerals for you this weekend, huh, Ben?
Comedy and funerals and a birthday party.
It's like that every weekend.
Wow.
You just ball,
that
right?
Sounds like one
he's
of your.
Giving me layup. I'm just stealing the ball from him. You're playing like the Knicks right now in the Knicks.
It sounds like one of your.
Keep insulting me, Bobby. See if there's a podcast next week.
Ah, the threats are flying
this?
Now.
The podcast is just the last one. I'm not doing it anymore.
Because
I'm not coming here. No. Seriously,
why?
Let's end the podcast. We've had a great run because I'm not going to be coming over here every week to hear this guy's mouth. No shot. No fucking shot. This is the last one. Congratulations, everybody, on a nice run. We had a nice run.
Tight 81, is it?
Well, Ben's so paranoid that he has to have it be a prime.
When Mike told me,
you guys still got to buy me my lunch for my birthday.
We're when's that?
Thai place right now, today. You owe me my birthday.
From last week.
Yeah, we go right here to Thai place.
I actually think Mike has to buy lunch for both of us as his exit fee. Like when
no,
a college,
but we'll leave it too. I'm not going to show no more either.
When a college football team changes conferences, there's a conference exit fee of like $50 million. So the Passive Aggressive Podcast has like a $50 lunch exit fee.
Well, we make this a 15-minute podcast then because I don't have a lot of time.
No, let's give a full podcast for the last podcast, Mike.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time today.
Why?
I wasn't expecting to go to lunch after this.
Why? Why do you not have time? What the fuck else you got to do on a Monday afternoon? You got no spots tonight.
Yeah, I do have spots tonight,
no,
number
don't.
One.
They
yes,
don't.
I do.
You never
and
do.
I
you
never
do spots tonight.
I Monday. Usually take Mondays off, but I'm doing spots tonight because Christmas is coming up. Christmas!
Okay.
Christmas!
Right.
So I have Christmas shopping to do, and I have other loose ends to tie up.
I bought those Hess trucks for the kids, and they're free shipping this year. So those are only $30 a piece. The kids wanted those.
You could have gotten my books for $20 a piece, Bobby.
I got a couple of books. I got them for free.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying for more books.
Hess trucks sends a bad message to the kids. We're too dependent on foreign oil. So
yeah.
It sends a bad message.
Yeah.
Do that as a joke. It's a good one.
That's a great joke. See, I'm bringing my A game today on my last day.
It's about time. Only took you 81 episodes.
I would usually go to... Oh, your table is so
he'll
dirty.
He'll destroy you. Let me tell you something. Oh, you don't want to say that to me or Mike because we'll both destroy you. Just like he destroyed Giulio Gallerati that night at the show.
At your show? I didn't destroy him.
Yes, you did. That was a shame.
I didn't.
You buried him and then you
that
made him
drop that was fucking disgusting what you did to the guy. This is what
I did my spot.
He goes, Bobby, look.
I did my spot.
He's supposed to go on before me, Mike. And then he goes, and Giulio, Mike, and then me. So Mike pulls the old power card and he goes, Bobby, I'm with my girlfriend, we gotta go. I got a spot downtown to sell it. So he goes, I gotta go in front of Giulio. So it's okay because you gotta go down there. And I knew the trip was gonna come up anyway. I just wanted to see it happen. So he goes up and he fucking put the best show on he ever fucking put on his life. They poor bastard, Mike. He just fucking killed. Then he goes with his girlfriend instead of leaving. They sit out to watch Giulio bomb.
No, that's not true. First of all, Giulio did not bomb.
He did.
He did not bomb. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Listen, he didn't do that great that night.
Yeah, he.
Listen, yes, he wasn't on the top of his game. Neither was I that night. But it was still fun.
Can I defend myself? You gave me spot time. I wanted to do my spot time. You wanted to shuffle me around once I got there. and I wanted to do my regular spot. No disrespect to Julio.
Yes, you did, because you even said it. I'm going to destroy these two guys. Think they're going to come in as young guns and fucking
bite Mike down? That's not true. I think the opposite. I think these guys are going to be famous, and I'm going to ask them for a job. I'm going to need Julio to give me a job. So Julio, if you're listening. Julio, if you're listening, I'd like to submit to your show.
The kids, Pete Davidson, Michael Chang, they're all standing alive. Every these kids are ready.
These guys are
they're like 20 years old. But it's good for them. They're nice guys.
Nah, they're great. They're
I like workers, to see them all be good.
Me too. Well,
how was your weekend?
My weekend. Friday did a corporate.
Wow.
Went very, very well.
That's nice. Pretty
and
good.
Then Saturday, I did spots. Sunday, more spots. Watched the Eagles get knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
you watched
the Giants win, so that way Dallas ends up winning the division.
Ends up winning the division.
Because the Giants knocked out the Giants.
No, the Redskins knocked out the Eagles.
But this is about to say something. The Giants offense is starting to really. The new offense.
Oh, good for them. What are they? Five wins?
No, you got to remember this.
Hey, NFC South, that'd be first place.
No. Let me tell you something. They just implemented this offense this year, the new coordinator. Mm-hmm. He said it's going to take 2 years for it to really gel.
Yeah.
But already at the end of the season, you can see it starting to work.
No, because of the one receiver.
They got 35 starters hurt this year. 35 starters.
Is that true? I don't know.
Yes, it is. Got hurt.
All right, well, they never have it. It's always like they always struggle, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know
one of the years they won with the struggling. I said the year
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
How about this one? I was in prison, right?
Which time?
No, the one of the main said there when they won in 1991. There, no, 91, I think it was. And I bet everything in my locker against this guy Red.
How many packs of cigarettes was that, Bob?
There was hundreds and everything in there, tuna fish, and this guy Red's got the same thing. We're both like loan sharking in there, so. Here comes my favorite field goal kicker of all time from the Buffalo Bills.
Oh my God! I'm talking about the two they won recently.
No, I'm talking about the one when all of a sudden it was like an easy field goal, wide right, and I went nuts. And this guy Red goes like this. He was from down south originally. He goes, that motherfucker missed it.
Scott Norwood.
He goes like this. He goes. That motherfucker missed it. And then, a couple years later, in the World Series came up.
Mm. And you were in prison again?
I was still there.
I was still in prison.
And so was Red. and Minnesota Twins were playing. Again, I forget who the National League team was that year. I think it was Atlanta Braves. So they're playing for the World Series. They're in the seventh game there.
Mm.
Kirby Puckett.
No, but who?
Paul Molitor.
Who pitched 10 shutout innings? A pitcher pitched that day, and he pitched 10 shutout innings.
Hmm.
It was 0-0 all the way to the 10th inning, so Kirby Puckett won the game. But who was the pitcher that pitched 10 shutout innings?
Gibson.
No, yeah, Bob Gibson up your ass. How about this? You know why I never forget it? Because the guy Red, the same guy, I beat him for all his locker again, and he goes, that fucking Jack Marsh? Jack Marsh is the pitcher. He goes, that Jack Marsh? That motherfucking Jack Marsh. Because he couldn't say the word properly. He just goes, Jack Marsh. He walked around for like 3 weeks going, Jack Marsh. With his empty fucking locker.
I like that this has turned into degenerate gambling stories with Bobby Haha.
Or you may have...
Whatever the fuck we wanted to turn this last podcast, you have talked to you. I'm never coming up to this fucking joint again. It's filthy, disgusting.
Leave my tenement museum out of this, Bobby.
Leave my museum.
Well, this isn't going to end, right?
Yeah.
This podcast is going to keep going. I want to know it's in good hands.
No, it's not. I'm not going to be here unless you let me defend it.
All right, so I guess there's no
more. No, because I really don't like doing it on Mondays anyway. I'll be honest with you.
We might change the day.
You can change the day.
If you change the day, I wouldn't mind. You're doing it on a Friday or something like that at the end of the week, fine. Don't do it on when I'm trying to still get my last day in 6 years. You see, I'm in the gay world here. A lot of hairdressers and stuff, they're off on Mondays.
Okay.
Could you start the sentence again, in the gay world? Start it again.
In
the gay world.
Wait a minute. In the gay world. So there's you know, a lot of hairdressers that are off on Mondays. Restaurant workers in slow places. So you got a lot of gays that they're looking to get laid.
Monday's the Sunday in Gayland.
Right. No, I mean, I think that would be an idea for a show. Gay jobs instead of dirty jobs.
No.
I think he'd run out of jobs after.
Well, you need the one's the best. The cleaning
hairdressers.
Cleaning the booths at the peep shows. That's got to be the greatest job in America. Cleaning the booth at the peep show.
There's no more peep with the internet. They who goes
them.
To peep shows?
They still have them.
But who goes to peep
people
shows?
People do. To get live blow jobs in it.
Do they really?
Yeah. People actually go there.
Is that what that coupon is on your door, Ben?
Ben, yes.
Ben gets why 20% off to peep show blowjobs.
What is their coupon on your door for?
I believe it's Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's my roommates.
Look, that's something? A gay job.
No, but can I tell you something? I get a whole bunch of them. The people in my building, mm-hmm. they all think they're so classy, so they leave them out there. I scoop them all up. I'm a coupon guy.
You steal coupons?
No, they
Bobby
put them on the side.
Bobby resells 20% off coupons.
No. They put them on the side. And, you know, sometimes I'm nice. I'm in the store with a coupon. I see somebody buying, like, a $180 item.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a coupon. And I just go, here, take one of my coupons.
You're a sweet guy.
I misjudged you.
Sweet guy.
But, Ben, I thought it was something to do with Hanukkah. You put a coupon on the door for each day.
He didn't even have a chai up in the door.
That was a good joke.
Aren't you about chai up
I'm waiting for you guys to give me credit for that joke.
Where's your chai up in the door? You got no credit for shit today, Mike.
That's why I'm leaving the podcast.
How about this?
I'm leaving because
I'll leave
I don't
before
want...
both of you. I'll hit stop. We can stop the podcast right now. You don't even know how to restart
You can't because we got to thank Ted the Teddy Man and Mitchell,
Lewis Mitchell.
You know, our good friends out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we didn't give Teddy
Mike
a
Mike Vecchione's brother.
My brother, yeah, who was listening.
Who used to be
he
a
He did call me. He's like, why were you not on the podcast this week? That's last
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Oh, did your girl's car actually get towed, or was that a Bobby Haha excuse?
It actually got towed. No, it actually
no,
got
it
towed.
Bobby
it wasn't a Bobby Haha excuse.
I still think
it really got towed.
Show me a piece of paper.
She go to work or did she?
Show me a receipt from the motor vehicles that says that car was towed.
I don't have to prove anything to you,
yes,
bro.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're yes, not my you boss. Do. You're not yeah. the boss of me.
Yeah, well, I'm sticking that meat cleaver
now,
in you.
Now, did she go to work Monday morning, or did she stay to get her
How
car?
How could she get to work, Ben? She didn't
she
have a car.
She was
car.
In a hotel with this guy, laid up in a hotel. God knows what they were doing.
I'm just saying, even if the car
the
got...
The ungodly ex.
Even if the car got towed, if you were having relations while you were taping the podcast, that's a Bobby Haha move.
And I'm telling you that I wasn't. She went to go to her car to go to work in the morning, and it was gone. So she had to figure it out. We tried to call 311. They said it's in transit because it's not been logged yet. You have to give it a couple hours.
Right.
So I went to yoga to do some backward bending and some stress relief.
That's
instead of coming,
went to the one. If it happened in Queens, they take it to College Point, right?
No, they take it in Astoria. It's
oh,
a local
Astoria one?
The NYPD tickets it, and then they call a local tow guy to take it in Long Island City.
Okay, but there's another one. I know there's one in, I guess they have one here now, too, but they have one in Flushing.
I'm sure they have lots of tow companies.
Not tow companies, with the yard, where they towed the yard.
It's a private tow. It was a private tow company.
Oh, yours is a private tow.
It was a private tow company. It was close. So we
and
walked
it cost more money, then?
Yes. It cost a lot of money. And then we got there, and it paid it, and then... She got her car out, and then she went home. But by that time, work was over. Damn. And I had missed the podcast.
Son of
thankfully.
Did any relations occur?
No relations occurred. Okay. We're not having...
They weren't in a good mood. They just had to spend money and everything.
Post-tow car sex?
Right.
I'm
Where
just
are
saying,
you from,
if
Ben?
Relations had occurred, Russia. It would have been a Bobby Haha type lie, even if it wasn't a lie. You're missing the finesse of my argument here.
No, I would have told you... If I was Bobby Haha, I would have told you the lie... And then I would have come in the next day and then told you it was... And I would have given you all kinds right. of unnecessary information.
Mm-hmm. I always come up with the truth a day or two later.
Yeah, the day or two later yeah. you come up with
I don't
with
like
truth.
To keep lying. I don't like lying.
That's bad karma, right?
Yeah, but I like to lie too much. I don't tell a white lie or something, but then I'll tell the truth later on. I hate lies because you got to keep lying and lying to keep up the lie.
Right.
In the beginning. And one thing I really hate is like beat artists, like scumbags. That to me is the worst motherfuckers on this planet.
Beat artists?
People that take people's money and swindle them, like all these...
Oh, con men.
Like comedy schools.
I thought you meant beat artists as
like
in
comedy
like
comedy
monsters.
They're comedy schools that have these industry shows.
There's some really good comedy schools, bro.
Name one.
I can't think of right now.
Oh, Laughing Buddha.
There's good comedy schools, man.
Name one.
I'm not going to endorse one over the other. I'm just saying that they're out there.
All right, dead air, fantastic.
No, my...
The topics.
I was thrown out of comedy school.
I know, I was going to say...
I was thrown out of ACI.
I was going to say you were...
I got to be dying back, too.
From this podcast,
I told the guy, though, He goes, he
you earned a scholarship.
I said, yes, I was in there for 3 months. I was going to do the year thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw me out because I started yelling at people.
I'm impressed you made it 3 months in any type of formal setting.
No, so then he goes, well, I have to keep this money that you paid for.
I have to.
So I told him, no, you're not. No, you're not, Steve. If you don't give me every single dime, I'm going to chop your fucking leg off. And do you think I'm joking to you? And for some miracle, the next day, the kid, he sent the kid downstairs, he's a tall, skittish kid, and he handed me the money. Very nice of him. That's what he gets for ripping people off.
All right, the topics.
Only Steve Rosenfeld, I think his name is.
Field, I believe.
Steve Rosenfeld. No, I'm going to say his name out there.
Different spelling.
ACI, American Comedy Institute, is a fucking ripoff. And I'm saying it on the air.
There goes that sponsor.
I don't
what
know.
Sponsor? We got no more sponsors. The show's over. This is our last show. I can knock everybody.
No, you said you're coming back if it's on a different day.
No, but, oh yeah, if it's on a different day, you're right.
If it doesn't interfere with gay hairdresser sex day.
Gay hairdresser
Monday. No, the Laughing Boone is pretty good now.
Yeah, Jeff Lawrence.
Yeah, because yeah, he's gonna give me a cheesecake, he said this week. Christmas, he's going to give me one of his cheesecakes.
So it just depends if it doesn't
whoever interfere. Gives you a cheesecake well, is
how about
the best this?
I know Jeff way before he ever thought about being a comedian. I had a drive back from him one time. From Montreal, before when I was still allowed to go there, this is before 9/11, this is in the 90s, 1990s.
You're banned from Canada.
Yeah. So what happened was...
That's only for nice people. Yeah, and there's only...
So what happened, I'm driving back with this prick from fucking Montreal.
He's banned because he mounted a Mountie.
Well, you gotta do it. No. You know this guy's the biggest, like, whiner of all time.
Jeff?
He's like a yenta. He's just like his mother. He used to hate his mother. He's like, oh, because his mother was one of those old yenta ladies. He became the thing he hates the most, his mother. If you ever look at Jeff Lawrence, you ever seen him with a boyfriend or anything? No way, dude. The guy, no one will date him for more than 2 days.
Hmm.
And I like Jeff, but he's out of his mind.
I mean, from knowing your...
He's very neurotic.
From knowing your relationship, Bobby's... relationships, Bobby. 2 days is a full-time, long-term relationship
how about this?
For you.
Like, I had the sex with the guy that told me to come over. He's a very famous guy, too. He's a designer and artist that wanted me to bang his boyfriend, the Jewish guy. And when I was over there, after a while, finally, I was banging him, and it was like, okay, Bobby, we're going to eat and go. Because there's almost... so much Bobby Ha you can take. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. 40
minutes.
I get it.
40
no, but then a month later, I'm good again for another few hours. But you don't, you can't, if you could take me every day for like years, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. ain't that the truth?
And I tell people, like when I'm, you know, like you tell stories, though. So I'm talking and I'm banging. So one goes, oh, no, because I listen to everything you say. I said, if you listen to everything I say, you're a fucking retard. Because I don't listen to everything I say. I said, I can't take myself sometimes to talk if it doesn't stop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I have a talking problem. But I know it. Some people, they're like, oh, yeah, I want to listen. Don't listen to me. And it doesn't bother me if they don't listen
maybe,
to me.
Maybe this is why we don't have good ratings.
No, but here's
yeah, this
the
is the wrong thing to say on a podcast.
Who gives a fuck podcast? They're all full of shit, these podcasts. So, here's the deal. No, I'm telling you like it is. I know Mike, I have that problem.
Mike's already lacing up his shoes to leave. Just
for
the record.
No, I'm just saying, I know I have this problem.
Right.
It's something, you know, you can't, like one time, the worst one ever was, I'm banging this guy, who I liked. And I knew
so
him for a
banging
long time.
This guy, right.
I did. So after we had sex, he just looks at me and goes like this. Bobby, I go, why? He goes, never again.
Hmm.
He said, I was great to sex, but it ain't worth it. I said, what are you talking about? He says, 3.5 hours we had sex. You didn't stop talking the whole time. He says, you were sucking my dick and talking.
What were you saying?
Well, I thought it was a microphone. I was doing my act. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's get into some topics. We're 30 minutes in.
And we're talking about sucking cocks here at the PA pod. Let's see if those other guys will do that. Let's see if TJ Dorito and Kirk Metzger and all these other guys and Artie Lange and everybody. Let's see if they suck cock and really do it. See, I really do it when I say it.
Only two topics today. Which one do you want first? A or B?
We'll do both. What are they?
The Sony hacking scandal in North Korea.
It wasn't really North Korea. It was a Sony employee. So they, yeah, because they'll get the free publicity because the movie sucks.
But then they canceled the movie.
No, the movie's coming back now.
Is it?
They got the free publicity, of course.
See, I thought it was a fake. I thought it was all
First of all, even though Kim Jong-un and whatever, okay? You think this guy has got... He's got 80 zillion people starving over there. He's got all kinds of other problems. Everybody's breathing down his neck. South Korea, the fucking Chinese, the United States. He's worried about a movie. A stupid fucking movie.
It's a movie about assassinating him, though.
No, but the thing is this. They did that about his father, and they didn't say nothing. You understand?
Yeah, that Team America movie.
Yeah.
But
this is what I'm trying to say. He's not really worried about what some idiot puts out in the movie.
Okay, here's the thing. I think that not the rest of the world, they don't share our quirky personality. So when you make a movie about assassinating a world leader, they might have some kind of a problem with it because they don't really share our freedom of speech and our joke system that we have over here.
If they stopped it because of that, then this country is the biggest pussy of
all time. That's the other point I was going to make. Once it's made... They should have put it in theaters. They should have never, ever.
Oh, it's such a horrible
down.
Precedent.
Worst terrible precedent, man.
Because I don't do that. Because
I actually was on Bobby's side. I thought it was like a hoax just to get free publicity, but then they actually pulled the movie, and I'm like,
"No, you are so flawless."
No, they're going to release it later.
Yeah, because that might still buy publicity. I heard the movie really sucks.
That's besides the point.
Yeah, we'll lose it.
Well, now
it's getting fucking bullied and not releasing shit. It's such a bad precedent. Now,
terrible. I don't think anytime really happened.
No, it's terrible. It is. I think they did pull it because they're not.
I don't think they pulled it because of any threats.
Yeah, they pulled it because they're afraid.
No, they're not.
Yes, I think they're not. The United States. Sony's afraid.
They got their stupid lawyers saying, "Oh, if something happens, you're liable."
No, you know,
so they
the
pulled
only
it.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Here's the only thing that they were scared of:
liability.
No. I don't know if you heard this, but they said, you see those things that came out, the emails and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were more
they
of those.
They have stuff that'll make that look like fucking toilet paper. If you release that, we're going to release the hounds. You think the shit we put about the president, they're talking bad about racial shit about the president? That he only likes Django and 12 Years a Slave and the fucking Kevin Hart movies. You know, they said that.
The
president of Sony was talking to that guy, the other producer, and he was going to the White House for a dinner. And she goes, "Oh, what are they going to play? 12 Years a Slave or the Django?"
Well, that's why she met with Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
She had to meet with Al Sharpton to get her racial.
Yeah, Al Sharpton, he's great.
To get her racials. To get her racials. Yeah.
To get her racial card. That guy's the biggest piece
of shit. That's like getting a pardon from the Pope of Black.
She had to get a racial makeover, so she went to Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Anyway,
See, Al Sharpton, though, he's sharp, but you know how he made a lot of money, right? Years ago, when the Italians controlled all construction, they wouldn't give the black guys a job. The shines, the eggplant. The Moulinans, they called them at the time.
What are you doing?
I said, that's what they called them.
All right.
The Italians, they called them the Moulinans. I didn't say the M, I said Moulinan, or the shine. That's what they call them, egg shines. Come here. So... What happened was the Italians would not give them jobs at the construction sites. So all these guys got together and said, "Well, we got a guy like Al Sharpton, these community organizers, to go there to protest it, and they would have to hire these guys and they would pay them off." And that's how they make tons of money, these guys, Al Sharpton now. But he got lucky, you know, they were going to get him out. John got him, he was going to get him. They got it. He just got out. And the other guy, what's his name, Curtis Lewa? He jumped out of the car. They had him in the back of a car. You know.
Yeah, they were going to shoot him.
He got lucky.
Well, they did shoot him.
Yeah, but he got lucky. But Al Sharpton got shot.
Did he?
Yeah, Al Sharpton was the one that got shot. Lewa jumped out of the back of a car.
Anyway.
Well, didn't the Sopranos do something like that? They did some reenactment of that.
They did a reenactment type of thing.
Anyway, terrible precedent.
That was a shame. Tony Soprano died. That guy was good. James Gandolfini.
That place just got robbed.
Why?
The strip club that they shot at, it's really called something else. But it just got robbed for $30,000.
What, the Baboon? The
Bada Bing.
Bada Bing, yeah.
But it's called something else, but it's in Jersey.
Right,
and Lodi.
Yeah.
So I guess two gunmen walked in there and took $30,000 out of there.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Well, no, I don't think
I've done stuff like that. I've walked into places with guns and taken money out. Even larger amounts than that.
Larger amounts than 30,000?
So can I
way
borrow,
larger than
can
30,
I borrow 20 bucks or not?
Ben, I wouldn't even let you blow me for $20. That would be a disgusting amount.
No, I never like this. In the future, what they're going to do is they send these emails. They're going to have them destruct like the Snapchat email or whatever. It's going to be like a 5-minute thing to read it, and then it's going to get destroyed.
Who gives a fuck? Just don't say nothing. That's the way to do it.
It's true. Don't write anything that can be used against you.
Yeah, but people are going to still do it, but it's going to be the Snapchat email. You right after you read it, it self-destructs. I'm telling you, it's the new, it's going to be the new
way. Who gives a fuck? I say anything I want, anytime I want.
It's because you're not in charge of anything.
And I'm in charge of Bobby Hart, and I have a pretty good fucking life.
No one controls you.
I'm a lot older than you, and I'm a happy man.
All right.
And you're a miserable fuck who's pulling his beard out of his face. You're not even a good fucking hipster. Those fucking guys, I was in Williamsburg the other day again. Man, they got some fucking beers over there, buddy.
I keep mine nice and trim.
You got that, hey, like a bag of shit. I can jerk off with that fucking beer.
No, Astoria is that it's going to be a hipster area pretty soon.
Oh, a lot of them are moving over here.
Yeah. You better watch out, man.
Long Island City is with it right now.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Super hipster.
The hipsters are coming to take you away, God. The invasion of the hipsters. Forget the body snatchers. The hipsters are coming out of pods.
And the rents.
Perfect beards. That's how you know
the rents go
and
up.
And the flannel shirts. And the fucking beards that you look like Vidal Sassoon himself is fucking criminal.
Someone was telling me that now in like OkCupid sites, some girls have, you know how like some girls would have, don't message me if you're under 5'10" or 6 feet or whatever.
You can't
no, I
do
never
that.
Had one of those messages from them. No, I never seen a message.
No, like in their profile.
Let
me finish, fucking.
No, you're looking at me asking me a question, and I said no, I never see that in their profile because I don't look at girls' profiles.
Anyway,
that's disgusting.
Some girls would have. Well, a friend of mine was telling me.
You're like a rapist. Bill Cosby of the show.
Some girls will have things like, don't message me if you're under 6 feet.
Yeah.
My friend said a bunch of girls have now added, don't message me if you don't have a beard.
I think all of that is, you can't do any of that, right?
I think you could do that. You can say who you prefer.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you have
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby says, if you don't like my magic juice, don't come over my house unless you're going to drink the drinks.
They have the race section. I'm interested in blacks or Asians or whatever. So same thing with height. You can search by height.
Yeah.
Wow.
That, you're thinking Craigslist housing. If you're renting housing, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking housing. I get
what
housing.
What about this Bill Cosby, man?
No, a lot of times I get housing and dating confused.
Hey, what do you think now about Bill Cosby? I mean, everybody's coming out of Woolworths. You know what I mean? Kathy Lee Gifford said.
He tried to kiss her.
What?
He said he tried to kiss her.
And then they knew it was a lie because they said she said she didn't drink the wine. That alcoholic bitch.
Bobby's on his own. He's on his own. He's in rare form
today.
He's
on his own roast.
He's on his own level today.
Yeah.
Another topic, the two cops that were shot in Brooklyn.
No, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
That's a shame for anybody. Because, I mean, first of all, The one in Missouri now, because of some of the things that my son-in-law told me that they knew about the case, was that it was an actual righteous shooting. The guy did attack the cop.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought he was going back at him. And he did attack that cop first. Okay. Whether he should have shot, killed him, but whatever. He was legally obligated to shoot the guy. My son-in-law was a police officer. He even said, what that guy did to Eric Garner, he should be fired.
That one's way worse.
But not get arrested for a murder or
right, fired.
Because he wasn't trying to kill him.
Yeah.
He was trying to restrain him.
Mm.
But he overdid it. So they should lose their jobs. This is what he said. You know what I mean?
Now with the two cops.
Now with the two cops, here's a person, first of all, who is mentally disturbed.
Shot his girlfriend in
Baltimore. His girlfriend, so now he's panicked. And he knows he's going to get caught anyway, because everybody knows they saw him shoot his girlfriend, his brother and everything. So he says, I'm going to get caught anyway.
He's had 20 arrests already.
Right, so he goes, well, you know what? I'm going to go out, and since they're having a thing with the police, I'll fucking kill a couple of cops. So I'll go out famous.
Yeah.
And then he shot himself in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. He was nuts. He wanted to be famous. It's like this fucking, the biggest asshole I ever thought was that fucking cocksucker that killed John Lennon.
But here's the problem.
The guy gave him an autograph that day. He signed his album and he still goes and kills the guy.
Here's the problem, Bobby. It's horrible what the guy did with the two cops. But then the head of the PBA said it's war, declared war in New York City. Well, which is a horrible
thing. I don't think the two things are attached. That guy killing two cops, I think he was just an isolated psycho. He had nothing to do
absolutely.
With the, he had nothing to do with the protest.
But no, I don't think the head of the PBA declared war.
They're always going to say that because they're always going to back the cops 1,000% the stories. And it wasn't the head of the PBA.
Who was it?
It was the head of the Sergeants Union.
I don't know the difference.
The one guy and the guy for the Sergeants Union is the other.
Well, anyway, you shouldn't be saying those things. It's a bad situation. You shouldn't be.
Well, you can say anything you want because it's America.
Yeah, but if you're the leader of a union,
I don't give a fuck. You can say what he wants. Anybody can say what they want. Nah, it's America. This is not Russia where you come from, baby.
It's not a responsible thing to say. That guy had nothing to do with the protesters. He was an isolated.
No, it was an isolated incident. You know. It's a shame that it happened. I mean, I know a friend of mine.
Unbelievably shame.
I have a friend of mine who's like a real radical.
Yeah.
And he even told me.
It's terrible.
It makes it bad for everybody.
Yeah.
It was starting to work peacefully, those protests, where they were changing the police departments. They were retraining everyone and everything else. So they were getting some stuff done by talking, by opening up a vocabulary. Now, this just brings back more violence and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like they even showed, I think it was in LA or one of those places. One year, they were doing the same thing. Like the police and they had the people protesting.
Mm.
They had undercover cops in the crowds.
Oh yeah, they're not allowed to do that
and stuff to start the trouble.
Yeah, they do shady shit.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's like they bought.
Well, no one deserves to go out execution style while eating lunch.
That's insane.
Yeah. And just like that's what happened to the police officer in the case with Pappy Mason and them. Years ago. Remember that cop? He was a rookie cop sitting in front of the house.
I remember. I remember seeing the story. I don't remember it because I didn't live here then, but I remember seeing the story.
I should have remembered his name. They say he was Tony, the guy. What the hell was his name? And I know the guys that killed him. It was Pappy Mason and the other guy, Supreme McGriff.
Well, let's wrap this up. Two quick topics.
No. What else do we got?
We got singer Joe Cocker died today.
No.
From lung cancer.
I love Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
And
we should have played the song. The good song with the song.
Well, there's probably a copyright violation. You can sing it at the end.
We can do what the fuck we'll play anything. There's no copyright value for us. The fuck you think we are? We're not in communist China. I wish I was.
All right, what's the last topic?
And last topic, Elton John married David Furnish.
Oh, that's a nice name, David Furnish.
Aren't they married for like 100 years already?
No.
I think they just now got gay married officially.
Why has it got to be gay married, Ben? Why can't it just be married?
Married.
You know?
All right, you're right.
All right, well, I guess the debate...
I know married guys that go
taking
out
the debate out of this podcast.
These guys that are married to women and they go out and they suck cock and take it up the ass.
Yeah, and those guys are called congressmen.
Ooh, good
Ben. Good one, Ben. And senators. Remember the guy with the foot in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know, people ask me, they say, Bobby, is that what they do when they go in the bathrooms? I say, how the fuck do I know? I take it right through my front door. If they took the security cameras in my building, I want them just at the end of the year to count how many have
greatest
gone through
hits.
My door. Greatest hits? No, that's just the Museum of Sex.
Bobby's have, highlight
no,
reel?
No, they have it at the Museum of Sex. They had my Bobby Ha exhibit there one time.
Mm.
The money shots. And if you'd have went there on Fridays between 1 and 2 in the afternoon, you would have got a free tasting.
Right after lunch.
What?
Right after lunch?
Yeah, you'll give you a shot, yeah. Sort of
dog. All right. User tweets. Last one's Michael ever.
Oh, get your hot to steamy loads here. Hot steamy loads right here. We got them.
From Ted Teddy Man.
Ted the Teddy Man.
Ted the Teddy Man.
He's got no job no more. He got fired from associate producer. I got another guy coming in. Fred the Freddy Man. So Ted's gone with the rest of the garbage.
Bobby's going to be recording a podcast in his sauna next week, but he won't have a recorder, so you can't get it anywhere.
What do you mean I don't have a recorder? I got a recorder. I'm going to fucking go so bad.
Teddy says, I have revised the name of format of series for Ben and Mike to Psycho and Teach, teacher and computer lab assistant. I think you would be the computer lab assistant, Mike.
No,
he's a teacher. He's referring to him.
He's thinking of different ideas for us, show ideas.
He just wants an EP credit.
I'm going to give no fucking credit.
Another one from...
You know what I mean? He's okay off the cuff, but he's not a guy who could really come up with some comedy. You know what I mean? He's no fucking Hannibal Burr.
Teddy says, from the God-loving, from the pagan, and from those with no feelings, happy Christmas and holidays from the PA pod. Sincerely, Ted Teddy Man.
Ted Teddy Man with the holidays.
Ted Teddy Man with the holidays. Fuck the holidays. No holidays. Cost me money. I had to go. But he's yelling, go shopping.
Do everything online?
I buy on Amazon, and I bought the Hess truck this year for the grand.
Yeah, we heard about your stupid Hess truck.
Let me tell you something, buddy. That's a national institution, American institution, the Hess truck. I will take that fucking coffee cup and crack it over your fucking...
What about BP trucks? I think Ben buys BP.
Because I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the Barkey Crumb story. I got to tell it. But we were in prison. He's still a friend of mine, the guy. He's on Facebook. He's a nice guy. He's in it for selling marijuana.
Okay.
He's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's a real big guy. So, when we're in the joint, I'm like one of the worst guys in the joint. So, which could be verified. And I used to keep my son all, like, shiny, like glass, with the wax and everything. Yeah. I had the buffer. I had that thing looking like it was, like, new money in it. I have everything put away. So, one day, I come back in from the yard, from working out. And you know how I get into a workout.
You get worked up.
So I come in there. Marky Crumb, who's in the next one from me, goes, Bobby, look at my fucking cells. They're all shiny and everything. I said, ooh, my boy looks good. He goes, yeah, I just used some of your wax. I went, what? To me, it's like stealing. I have my own coffee pot in this place. You know, the metal, like the Spanish coffee pots, those big ones?
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to crack him right over his skull with it. I went for him. And he goes, no, I was just kidding. It was my own wax. You get yours next door. And I almost cracked the guy's skull. But he's a friend of mine. He was still friends after all these years when he got out of prison 20 years ago. And because he's a good person. And I almost cracked this poor guy's skull open for fucking floor wax.
You know, prison humor is really similar to Russian humor. He almost died. The end. Ha ha ha.
You're a psychopath, Bobby.
No, I'm not.
That's a psychopathic thing to do.
Because of wax?
You crack your friend's head because he borrowed wax. Some wax.
Oh, no, here's another one. Here's a guy. I threw a beating one time. This one kid comes walking by my cell. I had pictures of my ex-girlfriend up there. So he comes walking by and looks like right at my girlfriend's picture. He goes, that fucking bitch. I said, what the fuck did you say? And he's walking by. He said fucking bitch again, but he was walking, kept... I look like, come here. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. I beat the shit out of this kid. So now he's scared, so he joins the Muslims.
You made a guy find Islam.
But this white guy joins the Muslims for protection. So the next day, I'm out in the yard, the head of the Muslims, you know, he goes, Bobby, look, you can't touch the guy. What else? You know what I mean? I said, I didn't touch the guy. I was just, you know, he said something fucking stupid. How about this?
He quit the Muslims?
No, he stayed for a while, till I got left there. But I wasn't going to have the... You know what the guy was doing? He just got off a phone call with his wife just left him. He was talking about her in his mind, and he just happened to be looking at his face in that direction. I gave this poor guy the beating.
Oh my God, you're an animal.
No, because in those places you have to react like this all the time. You can't let nobody get away with anything. This other kid came in, his Italian kid, he thought he was half a tough guy, like a Mike Vecchione. He's half a tough guy. He walks in here and he goes, yeah, I'm connected with so-and-so. And we don't write right away. You know, he don't know who we are. So we know he's a bullshit as soon as he comes in there. He's from some fucking out of town, like Westchester, some fucking way. So he comes in there and he goes, yeah, he says, and this is that. So he goes, this is my friend Cuba, who's a retard. He goes, you do haircuts and everything? He says, yeah, 5 packs. Because he has a clipper. 5 packs of cigarettes. He goes, okay, tomorrow I'll get you 5 packs. But that night, the guy gets on the phone. So this other big Irish kid, he's a friend of mine, he's standing there by the phones, and he hears the guy. This guy's supposed to be like, he thinks he's a wise guy or something. He's on the phone going,
but honey, everybody has a Walkman. You can't send me $30 so I get the Walkman, please. I want to get a Walkman too.
And he called me over. He goes, Bobby, you got to hear this. And the guy's begging the fucking wife. As soon as he comes out of there, I said, yeah, you're a fucking gangster. I said, you're the underballs of the Campinas family. You motherfucker, you. Right? And then he goes to get the haircut from Carlos. And I told Carlos, give him the Ezekiel.
What's the Ezekiel, Bobby?
He just took the clip and now get the fuck out, he told him.
So he fucked up his hair?
He fucked up his hair and then told him, now get the fuck out of here.
At least he didn't punch him in the face over a
mistake. No, he was going to get punched. And then, you know what he did?
What'd he do, Bobby?
CO, you got to get me out of here. I can't stay here.
They go to protective custody because he couldn't stay. He couldn't be there.
Look at Bobby's punchline.
No, if he's a gangster, he'll be able to stay there, right?
Bobby's punchline is that he had to leave because he wasn't tough enough.
How about this? I had this guy, no bullshit, this little Irish kid wanted to be in my cell block.
You're walking away from prison stories, Mike. Are you sure you want to quit this podcast?
This is a different podcast.
No, so let me tell you what happened. This little Irish kid wanted to be in the cell block because, you know, that kind of got a little pull in that prison. You know?
Bobby serenades Ben and Mike with prison stories. We can just rename the show.
No, this is nice. So the kid, he's like real small and everything, but he's like a very nice, tough Irish kid. So I get him the job doing the laundry in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous job.
What?
Dangerous job.
No, it ain't.
Yeah. People can come up, choke you out, muffled screams with all that laundry.
No, you're wrong.
Throw someone in a washing
machine. Ben.
Shit can go down, Bobby. I've watched the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. How about I put a fucking foot up your ass? So the kid, I get him a job in a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get this black kid there. His arm's got to be like 26 inches. The guy's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's a pussy dude, too. Like, he ain't doing too much of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows I ran that joint. So I come back from the yard. And here's this big guy with these giant arms standing there going, Bobby, can I talk to you a minute? I'm like, yeah, sure, what's the problem? He goes, I'll move out. I just don't want no problems from you. You know, take your boy. He said, you know, I don't want no problems. All right? And he can get my, if he can get my stuff, and I'll move out. Don't put me on stuff. Okay, buddy? All right, Bobby? I said, sure. He walked in there trying to bully the kid to the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're going to do my laundry, motherfucker. That kid pulled out a fucking knife about that thing and chased around the cell block. So he ran outside and waited for me because he knows I'm the only one to stop the thing from happening. This big, giant guy is running from this little kid because the little kid will kill him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like guys like you, Ben. These guys, you're fighting for your life in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are literally Russian stories.
Jesus.
The Russians do that, though.
Yeah, the Russians are
the
right.
Best is when you take the mop rigger.
All right. Can we get this last tweet at
last tweet
podcast already?
Oh, whoa. The language I told you. We don't know. We got a fan base out there doesn't want to hear it.
I would say,
have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to Mark Rum, because he's the only guy from prison that I met in prison.
Who knows how to access a podcast?
Stop, because this guy will come down here and I'll have him fuck you up.
That's
you
a don't joke, fucking, Bobby.
Hey, you don't even fucking.
Even Mark Crum knows
no,
that's
he
a
don't.
Joke.
No, he don't. Mark Crum doesn't take jokes from guys like you. No, but Marky Crum is the only guy I was friends with. He's actually a very intelligent guy.
I'll call Charlie Breadcrumb over and we'll see who's the bigger dough.
No. Marky Crum actually plays like in a Grateful Dead band. He's like
Grateful
guy.
Dead cover band.
Not a cover band. That type of music. In his own band.
Okay.
He's a guitar playing motherfucker. Right. So let me tell you something.
Withdrawn.
No. He's the only person that I met in prison
mm-hmm.
and was stayed friends with for all these years.
All right.
Because the guy's a good dude.
Understood.
That's all I'm saying. He's a good dude. We gotta hit him over the head with that fucking pot.
Thank God for that. Last tweet.
Last tweet from Teddy. And by the way, friends, please tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD. If enough of you say nice things, maybe we'll continue to podcast. Maybe Mike will come back as a guest. Maybe we won't all hang ourselves in a group suicide on Christmas Eve.
I know, I'm not.
From Ted Teddy Man.
But Mike Vecchione, if you want to reach him, you go to scumbaggio.com.
Or buy his mushroom sauce.
Or buy Muscle Confusion.
There you go.
Muscle Confusion, and then you'll get the real truth on Mike Vecchione.
Teddy says...
It's in subliminal messages inside the thing.
Teddy says...
And another thing about
Mike Vecchione... For fuck's sake, Bobby!
Interrupting the fucking Ben Man! The fucking Benjamin! He thinks he's so fucking this and that. Well, you're getting fucked up today, pal. You're lucky me and Mike don't kick the shit out of you because we're not going to be here no more. We'll just start beating the shit out of you in here. And then I'll pull out my penis and pee on your floor. And walk out like a filthy animal, dog, like I am. Like I'm, what do you call that? What do the animals do?
Let him do his last tweet.
No, but wait, don't they spray it at the floor to show their superiority?
Yeah, they mark the territory.
There they go.
Go ahead, Ben.
I usually just take a shit in somebody's toilet and leave it there.
Come on, Ben.
From Teddy, have to note that Bobby did not plug any Asian firewalls last week, and then the big hack at Sony occurred. Going forward, I think we have to conclude that Bobby needs to block those IPPEE addresses and those IPOO holes.
I've been trying to block as many as I can.
I think Teddy's saying if a week goes by and you don't plow some Asians, hacking occurs.
All right.
Yeah. So you serve a vital role in society.
I'm like the blue boy. You know, he put his finger in the dam.
Is there going to be a pod for the listeners? Is there going to be a podcast next week for you guys?
Yeah, but not on Monday. We're going to do it from now on. We'll let you guys know. Okay. How about this?
We'll talk offline.
How about Thursdays? No, we'll talk online so the fans know. Fans, what do you think? Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? We want the fans to vote it in. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What I'm Friday. Saying is for these.
Mike, shut the fuck up because you're not in the podcast.
No, I'm trying to.
Mike! It's between me and Ben and the fans.
I'm trying to.
Our friends out there.
I'm trying to. As the moderator, though,
it
my last
Mike Vecchione, I heard he's jumping to, like, Kurt Metzger's podcast.
As the soon to be former moderator.
Right.
I heard he's going to join, like, Kurt Metzger, one of those guys. No,
you have a 1-year non compete clause. You're not allowed to host any other podcast for a year.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going to see a show with Kurt Metzger and Mike Buschetti and Mike Vecchione.
Should the fans still tune into this podcast, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
I guess.
There will be a podcast.
Guys, but we don't need your brother anymore because he'll be spying
for
you.
No, his
brother's going to start spying for him and the other bullshit podcast he's on. With that guy, you know, Louis C.K., whatever the fuck his name is.
For the PA podcast, for the last time, except maybe to come back as a guest, I'm comedian Mike.
You're always welcome as a guest. Mike Vecchione just has other projects, but he did the show very good for a year and a half. And we're very good at
81
episodes. 81
episodes.
We never thought it would last this long.
No kidding. For comedian Bobby Ha, comedian Ben Rosenfeld, I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, signing off. They will see you next week. You don't wish